after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The bad is my chicks and the real rap spitting dudes, R&B and gospel, and all of the above, and it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J, and your girl, Nate Seduction. What's up, Nate?
Hey, boo.
Hey, everybody. Yes, we are here another beautiful week here on Life After Dust Live. We do two shows a week. We bring you what we call Hot After Dust Mondays, and then we bring you every Wednesday, which we call Hump Day After Dust. So, yes, we bring you two great shows every week, same time, same bat station. And, man, we have some great guests that come through. Sometimes we're throwing some crazy topics, all that kind of stuff. Today will be no different. Later on the show, we'll be having the Battle of the Bodies ATL champion, Miss Brittany Price. And I'm excited to welcome her to the show. She's, man, she does some dope work, man. Like, as a geek of a Power Ranger fan from a long time, she does this crazy body art. Image on herself, people, on herself. Paying homage to the new Power Rangers movie. It was crazy. So, big ups to her. Okay, when you talk to her and get dive into that a little bit more. That being said, first off, let me start with you, Nate. I know it's crazy. I mean, I kind of know, you know, I stay in the loop. How are things going with you?
Pretty crazy. My mama locked up again.
Oh, man. Yeah. How long she got?
I don't know. Her bond, $555. She been in there since Thursday. She had to be transported to another county. And they just transported her to that new county Saturday. So...
Did you at least get a chance to visit her on Mother's Day and stuff?
No, because the county like an hour away. And I had
Damn.
To work yesterday. And then the kids was at my house, too. So. And we had plans
Damn.
Yesterday, actually, before she went to jail. All the kids, all her kids was supposed to go out to eat yesterday. Everybody, all the kids.
Damn, they picked this weekend to fuck around.
And the crazy part about it is, y'all know Easter was like 2 weeks ago. She was up in there for Easter too, and now she was in there for another holiday. I'm like, damn.
What they do? Look at the calendar and say, "Up and come a holiday. Let's put it in there."
Right. That's what I'm saying.
They got them holidays on lock. They waiting.
Then it was 8 police officers for just 2 of us.
Half an, I'm as
girl,
I like to call it, is half a news fuckery. So that's craziness.
Then one of the officers go tell me if I didn't leave the scene, then I was gonna go to jail. How you saying this is a public place? You gonna tell me I'm gonna go to jail if I don't leave the scene? And it's 8 officers. You sound crazy as hell.
Well, our prayers definitely with
What's
you.
What's been going on with you? How was your Mother's Day?
My Mother's Day was kind of lax. my dad cooked. Me and my brother and sister came together, hung out with the moms, and it was just relaxed. You know, she slept a good chunk of the day yesterday, which, hey, I think that's a great way to say Mother's Day personally. Because you get kind of just catch up and just relax, man. She always doing so much, so she needs to sit down somewhere. So it was pretty cool, but yeah, she pretty much saved all her excitement for this weekend, because if y'all didn't remember, this weekend I would be gone for a week, which is why y'all won't hear any episodes of the show next week. Friday. I keep telling everybody I'm Friday, because people keep trying to book me already. Like, so Friday, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. I'll be in Galveston Friday. And then in the morning, I'll be setting sail from there for a week. And I've been including Friday because of people. Because this is pissing me off, Nate. People who do this. So all of a sudden, people want to be available this weekend. Oh, can you shoot this weekend? It's convenient how that works. When they see, and what makes me annoyed is that's why I purposely, you know, I necessarily feel completely the need to tell them I was leaving, but I was doing it because I want people not be stupid, and then, you know, I wanted
to
engage you and actually pay attention. Exactly, man. Don't be trying to come all of a sudden you're not busy anymore. Yeah, so it's ridiculous. So yeah, and people are like, well, yeah. I was like, come on, man. Like, y'all wasted my time, and you can't be coming and trying to impede on my time. I do my best, Nate, you know, make myself available, and people just mess it up, man. She was, you know, like, for instance, I had one girl today, I ain't going to say her name, but, man, people got to meet me halfway, man, especially you new to this. Man, why am I having to drive to you every time? Like, that mess is annoying. And that's a long – and the thing is, the times that she's available usually suck, because that means I got to drive all the way out to there. Yo, that's not – all the construction. And it was trying to give me, like, drive this week. So I was like, I told her multiple times that I'm not driving all the way out there. I'm not driving out there because, I mean, it's an hour away, she's talking about. That hour away it's one thing an hour away if it wasn't all the nonsense. Dude, I got to deal with traffic. I got to deal with construction. All that. It's not a smooth sail. It is on the worst highway I hate to death because people drive like madmen on 635. So, yeah, that was just pissing me off. I was like, yeah, you got to meet me halfway or something. And she was like, well, I can't read it on Saturday because I don't care what to do. I'm like, that's lame. So yeah. And I all right, T, I see, and T just sent me a message about separate matter. T, I'll talk to you about that later. So yes. That being said, we'll go ahead and go to a quick music break. When we come back, we're gonna bring up our special guest. Who is the body? Goodness, all these bees. Who is the Battle of the Bodies ATL champ? Brittany Price should be going to step into the show. She does some phenomenal work. Y'all already heard me big her up a little bit. Yeah, I cannot wait to chop it up with her and just get in her mind. So we'll be back after this. Well, we're going to go into our music break. Let's go ahead and throw it to Spin the Wheel, Spin the Wheel, Spin the Wheel. And I'm going to go to, bam, I'm going to take it back to my boy Q Harper. Old track has been here for a while on the show. It's called Say Girl. We'll be back after this.
Say, baby, can I talk for a minute? Like
All right, welcome back to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy Teddy J. That was my boy Q Harper with Yeah. Okay, you know I can't sing for ish, so I'm not even gonna do it. I'm not gonna ruin it. So yeah, man, we are back. We have our special guest in the building, all the way in ATL. Welcome to the show, Miss Brittany Price.
Thank you.
Welcome, man. We're so glad to have you. Congratulations for winning the Battle of the Bodies ATL contest. You nailed it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I'm gonna go backwards. Usually I go into origin of how people got into it, but I want to go into that first because. You know, I'm going to go recent time first. How was the Battle of the Bodies competition? And, like, kind of, like, going from, like, beginning to end, like, how was the competition? And how did you even hear about it, decide that that was an opportunity you want to be involved with?
So it was actually a completely random decision. I was actually out to eat, and I had quite a few drinks. And I was contacted by the director for the competition, and they were like, hey, you know, we just realized you were from ATL. We love your stuff. Do you want to, you know, try out for this competition? We only have a few spots left and, you know, a couple drinks. I was like, sure, why not? Signed myself up. Probably would have never done it sober because I'm so hard on myself, but I'm glad that I did. And so we had a mixer, and we had a workshop to meet, like, all the artists, and then we got to kind of figure out, like, who our models were, and it kind of just all broke down from that, which this was my first actual body paint competition, you know, in person. Like, I've done one on social media. I've done a few on social media, but this is my first actual, like, you know, live audience, in the moment competition, which it was pretty intense, but it was really fun.
Now, so like, explain like how the competition like went, like kind of like paired, like not necessarily like get to write a book about it, but kind of tell us a little bit about how each part of the competition kind of, as I understand, it was like different entities of it throughout the entire contest.
Yeah, so there was three separate rounds, and I believe there was supposed to be, I think it was either 16 or 18 painters, and we all had, I think it's 2 hours, and we had to paint a shoulder-up look, and that look was allowed to be, you know, whatever we wanted. So I created a look for that one. I even made a headpiece that lit up. It was like this cougar mask. It was super cool. And the second round, like after the first round, they cut the group in half. Like they eliminated half of the people. So the second round, it was two painters on one body. And one painter would paint the front and one painter would do the back. And we had to, the theme for that one was to incorporate black into the design. And I had a concept drawn out for this one before we had even started. And another contestant in the first round had done a pop art look, which was what I was going to do for the second round. So I completely changed my concept, you know, 10 minutes before we were even allowed to start painting. And so I shared a male model with another painter, and her name was Brittany as well. And so we did a superhero theme for that one. And how that one worked is they would eliminate one of the two. And then the third round was four people, and we all got mermaid tails, and we had to make, you know, mythical mermaids.
So then we get to the nitty-gritty of you winning. So how was, like, how does the judging go? Like, were there just the judges, or was it based off of crowd participation?
No, I know the judging was definitely because we had three judges, and they kind of went off like originality, you know, your concept, you know, cleanliness, like your lines and colors and just how you incorporated a story into your piece.
Well, then, and congratulations, because, again, heck, you find a way to win it, because, man, it's some people, it's so crazy because a lot of the body painters, well, I won't say a lot, there were some of the body painters that are in it that I knew of because actually with my magazine, they've actually either shot and painted somebody or just happened to paint somebody and then someone else shot it for the magazine. So it's kind of crazy.
Oh,
y'all
yeah.
Kind of meet somebody else for me, man.
My nerves were definitely up there because when we did the workshop and met everybody, I was like, oh, snap. I was like, there's a lot of good people painting. I'm like, this is going to be intense. So, but, I mean, the talent was definitely there. So I was happy to make it, obviously, as far as I did. But I'm glad that, you know, I got to see everybody else's talent and work with all the people that I did because it was a really awesome experience.
Most definitely. Now, flashing backwards, so I'm jumping to the time machine as far as body painting. So which came first? Was it makeup or was it body painting?
I would say makeup. I've kind of always been doing that since I was probably like 13. I took some classes in Atlanta from a famous YouTuber at the time and, you know, thought I was, you know, awesome at it, which I wasn't. But, yeah, so I started just doing makeup for friends and, you know, I had worked at a nightclub, so I would do makeup for them. And then once I got a full-time job, it kind of just died off. You know, I still did it on myself, but, you know, that dream slowly dissipated a little bit with adult life.
Yeah, it happens. So, you know, I'm correlating, you know, so now you made the transition. What made you say, okay, let me transition into doing body paint? Like, how did that all come about?
Let's see. So I worked at a hair salon in Atlanta. And when I lost that job, I was getting unemployment, and I had a lot of free time, obviously. And so I was sitting on my bed. It was around Halloween, and I was on Instagram, and I saw this girl. She did, like, a sugar skull look, and I was like, you know what? I was like, that is really cool. I was like, I'm going to try and do that, which at the time, I didn't have body paint. I only had acrylic paint, and if you know what that is, that crap sucks to use on your body because as soon as it dries, it cracks and moves and flakes
yes.
off. Yeah. So that's what I started with. And, you know, of course, it didn't look amazing, but I posted it on Instagram and I got like 15 likes, thought I was super famous, was super excited. And I kind of kept doing it for a little bit. And then I did a competition on Instagram. And it was to paint a new look every day for the whole month of April. And there was, like, pre-selected themes for each day, but you had to upload the look, you know, on that specific date. Otherwise, you know, you were taken out of it. And so that was, like, the first time I had ever really went, you know, 100% into body painting and actually trying to make it look as best as I could. And kind of surprised myself. I was like, holy crap, I'm actually pretty decent at this. Ended up winning that competition. And ever since then, it's kind of turned into my full-time job, and it's the best thing I could ever ask for.
Well, look at that. Look at God.
I know.
Yeah, so, I mean, because here's the thing. So I want to dig into your brain because, you know, I'm a novice. I am definitely a novice when it comes to body painting. What my saving grace was post-production. But I know I would mainly say that I suck at body painting. I mainly just paint the base. And then once I paint the base, I think all the crazy stuff I want to add on in Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
I suck like hell. And plus, like you said, like the acrylics, like, it's like because they dry and get agitated. I'm sitting here trying to continuously, oh, my God. People that when you just start out, trust me, it's going to annoy you. What is the best paint to
terrible.
Use? So now I'm about to learn something from you because it drives me nuts, and I'm like, I still can't figure it out.
Yeah. Right now, I love Mehron Paradise Paint and Wolf FX, like, Hydrocolors. The Wolf FX, those do not move. And they're all water-based paint, so for them not to move being water-based is awesome. I use those at the body paint competition because my first model that I did, you know, she wore that from 4:30 until 1:30 that morning, the same as it did when I first applied it, which, you know, with, like I said, with water-based paint, you know, that stuff moves if you sweat or rub it too hard. So Wolf FX is definitely my top favorite.
And they didn't cut you a check because, yeah, you give them all kind of plugs.
I know, that'd be nice.
Yeah, so, yeah, hey, y'all heard, hey, cut her a check, man. She giving y'all a nice commercial right now. Because we go on Google, no one, like, I could never get the right answer. You get these half-baked answers, I'm like, well, no one's really helping.
Oh, yeah. Well, and people don't like sharing their secrets either.
Right. I feel like this, like, goodness, man. Somebody's going to find out eventually. So.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff that's going to be common knowledge. How about we just tell people stop being silly?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so what's the best way? Right, so where would you go get it? Like, I know, like, sometimes you can go to art stores, but sometimes the art stores don't mean really the best paint to paint somebody is acrylic, unfortunately. So where would you find
it? Yeah, I know,
because
it's the cheapest and easiest thing to find.
Right, I went to Joann thinking I was doing something.
I know, that's what everybody asked me. They're like, oh, can I get it at Hobby Lobby? I'm like, I wish. That would make my life so much easier if it was at Hobby Lobby or Michael's.
Because Joann is always seeing coupons too. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm about that life too, so that would be even better. Yeah, because those body paints are not cheap.
Yeah. So you said you usually get them from where now?
I usually shop online. Fortunately for me, though, there is, we do have a store here in Atlanta for, like, theatrical makeup. Norcosco is the name of it. And that's where I just bought all my Wolf FX paint, you know. So that was nice that I didn't have to order it. But there's a site online that I use called Silly Farm. And it is specifically just for body painting. And they carry so many brands, so I would suggest that website if you are looking for body paint and good body paint.
You know, now you bring that up, this is one spot here, because you were saying, like think of theatrical makeup and paint. Like, obviously, like, it sounds like to me, like, this is one spot here, literally, like, two X's down for me. I think they will probably have, I just haven't been in there yet, so I'm going to check. I haven't been in there to look for paint, I should say. I've went in for costumes and stuff like that, but okay.
Yeah,
so
they probably have it then.
All right. I got some. We're getting trade secrets on here? Man, I'm telling
yeah.
y'all, man. So I tell y'all, coming. Like last week, we had some photographers on here, so they were giving, you know, some photographers act so silly about giving you key secrets to nail stuff, but they were really trying to help people last week. So it's good to see you come through and educate, because there's plenty of people in the industry. You ask them, oh, but you, man, just get it online. They don't tell you anything. They don't tell you the brand. All this got, man, let's get myself online, man. I'm like, all
see,
right,
that
whatever,
was like,
man.
That
like,
was definitely, that was definitely one of the hardest things when I first started body painting, because, you know, it is like that. No one wants you to know the secrets or where you can find work, you know, and I was fortunate enough to have a few painters in the industry that I do know that are super open to giving you, like, any information, or even if they got jobs, they would be like, hey, you want to paint with me? And I'm like, cool, but about 70% of the body paint community that I've run into so far, you know, it is like that. Everybody tries to keep to themselves.
Well, I mean,
I don't care.
Like,
I'll share the love.
I tend to find out it's real. That's the nature of the entertainment, art, art realm. Like, people are just so competitive, and a lot of people like to be, this industry tries to create so many lone wolves that people just feel like, man, if I tell this person something, they're going to become my I'm really just training my competition. And
the thing is, too, which I've had to learn, you know, slowly, is your work is going to speak for itself. So if you're good at what you're doing, work's going to come to you regardless of if there's other good painters. Like, if people want your work, they will ask for it. So I'm not worried about it. I'll tell anybody anything that I use, you know, so.
Yeah. And you're still going to keep winning competitions regardless.
I hope so.
Hey, I'll do the shit talking for you and allow you to be able to be the good guy.
Yeah.
I'll be like, what's his name? LeVar Ball. You're like the Lonzo Ball, a body painted. I'm LeVar. Yeah, Brittany ain't going to say it, but just know she knows she going to tell you how to get the paint, and you still not going to beat her.
You be my hype man.
Yeah, it's going to be. See, look at us. I told you, be your official hype man. Put the videos out there. If you ain't working with Brittany, you ain't working with nobody. I'm gonna start that. No,
I need that.
If I start that, see, all the other people I like, they gonna start beating me up. So I'm like, y'all, it's all entertainment. Don't come beat me up. A couple of
them. Yeah, you're gonna get text in the next minute.
Like,
listen
to the show.
I was
listening. Yeah, what do you mean? They gonna come after me. They gonna like, bro, I didn't do some paint for you before. It's like, hey, all in fun.
All love,
have
people.
Some fun, people. Goodness. So most definitely, what would you say is to date the best piece that you've done?
Oh crap!
I know.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I know that's why I'm good at this job. I have some tough questions.
Let's see. It would probably be one that I've painted on myself for my Instagram account. Let's see. I did a series in October, and I did a different Halloween look every day for the whole month. And I think the one that I did with the spiders crawling out of my skin. I think that one I was most impressed with. Because I had people
You know what I was talking about? Heavy, the beginning of the show, the one you did with the Power Rangers.
Oh, yes. That one was really cool, too. I almost wore that to the movie theater, but then I was like, people are going to look at me like, what the hell is wrong with this girl? So I didn't do it.
Oh, no. You should have did it because, you know, I hadn't done it a bunch of times. I did it one time. I went to go see the Avengers, not dressed as one. I usually, you know, I'm big into the comics. I've never really dug into doing that outside of Halloween and stuff.
Yeah.
I might do it for a Comic Con coming up soon. So y'all stay tuned for that. But I decided to dress as an Avenger to the movie, and people people checking my autograph, my picture, all kind of stuff. So. It was crazy. My date was like, geez, everyone's interrupting our date. It was like, well, you know, I'm a celebrity.
Yeah.
What can I say?
You know, yeah.
Humble brag.
Yeah.
So who would you say are some of your biggest mentors as far as in the body painting community?
In Atlanta or overall?
Abroad.
Ooh.
Mm.
Let's see. Well, I definitely have some close friends here in Atlanta that are all amazing. Let's see. Titus Davis, he was also, he was the runner-up in the competition. His work is beautiful. Stephanie Anderson is amazing. She's painted and done theatrical makeup and literally anything for anything you could think of. And she's actually one of the people that I met in the beginning that was so helpful with just information, you know, coming from everywhere. And Roberto Hernandez is just as amazing. So those three would be in my Atlanta area. Let's see. Out in the world of body painting, I would say Avi Ram. He was on Skin Wars. Yes, he is an airbrush god. I hope that one day I will be as good at airbrushing as he is. Oh, there's so many people. Literally anyone that's ever been on Skin Wars, I look up to them because that's just so cool.
Yeah, people like think I was a dork. I was watching Skin Wars heavily. It's like, man, I have a magazine that talks about that, so.
Right.
Obviously,
yeah.
I'm into it, so I don't get why people thought that was weird. But whatever.
Oh, I've told everyone about it. And a place that I paint at, you know, every week now. When I first started going in and painting, they were like, "Oh my God, you should try out for Skin Wars. That show is amazing." So it's definitely a lot bigger than I thought it was. You know, I kind of figured it was just something that body painters knew about, but it's definitely getting out there.
Yeah, because it's on a very notable channel, too, so you have to completely dig for.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's why, like when people didn't get, like, it kind of is going to, like, people didn't get, like, why I was so, because, like, I was just reminding people of this. Human Canvas magazine, so the dude's shameless plug in here, is not just
right.
about tattoos, about the body painting, too, which... I think some people are so afraid of body painting. Like, a couple of reasons. Like, because one, it's going to actually make you have to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it's just, you know, they feel like, oh, well, it's just easier for me to do tattoos. No, man. Right. If you really want to blow people away, body painting is something that you want to definitely have. You don't have to necessarily do it yourself. Have somebody, a good person like you. Do it. Like, and I,
well,
if I had my way, so I would not paint people. Yes.
Oh,
hey, I got painted before.
Definitely. Well, that's
I kid you not. This is how long it took.
People have no idea how long it takes.
I got a fake tattoo. I'm painting on me, right? And then on my left arm, I got a fake, another fake tattoo. It was just my name. The one in my arm, she made like this fake snowman and put a lot of detail on it. It took me 2 hours just to get that paint on me. So I don't think people
yeah.
get it. Like,
yeah, no, and I
and
don't think
that's how
they
I tell models,
either.
Man.
Yeah, because when you tell,
they
like,
come
if you
in
book
late
someone,
yeah.
yeah, when you book someone and you're like, okay, well, it's probably going to be, you know, like a 6-hour paint job, and they're like, what? And I'm like, do you have any tattoos? Like, how long does your tattoo artist take? Like, this is art just the same. So, I mean, good work takes a long time. I can't paint a full thing on you in 30 minutes.
Exactly. Like, they don't get that. You have to go back there and do some more contouring, some put the detail lines in back into it.
Yeah.
Like, they don't get that. I knew it was going to be long, but it was just crazy to actually see it in person how long it took.
Yeah.
And again, people, a fake arm tattoo painting on me took 2 hours. So, like you just said, 6 hours. If you come in and you're trying to get paint, you get your whole entire body painted, you might as well call everybody and say, hey, I'm not going to be available for the rest of the day. You might as well do that.
Yep. That is definitely right.
Okay. If you want to speak, press 1 so I know to bring you on. Y'all want to bring y'all on and y'all start coming after you for pitchfork. Like, why are you answering my line? Okay, look, see? I let people be following directions. All right, I love my listeners following directions. Okay, we got a caller. You are on the air. Life of the Dust Live, Steady J, special guest, Brittany Price. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, so we got, who's
Hello?
This guest?
Hi, my name's Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Hi,
is this the Jennifer you were talking about, Brittany?
No.
Okay, I thought I heard you bring up a Jennifer, so I was like, what?
I'm a big fan of Brittany. She's an amazing body painter. But I had a question for you, Brittany. I'm a body paint model, so I wanted to know, as far as the painter's standpoint, what's your number one thing that you expect or your, you know, from the model? What's the number one thing you could ask for from a body paint model?
Like, just in general?
Great question.
You know, yeah, just, you know, what makes you real happy when you get a model and something they can do to make your job easier, I guess.
Let's see. See, that's a good question because I was extremely fortunate with every model that I got at the body paint competition that I was in. A great attitude, patience for time management because if they have no idea how long it takes, and character, because their personality that they bring to the table will completely transform any paint that I do and will make it, you know, a whole piece. So if, you know, if I painted
right.
someone and they had no spunk or anything and they just stood there and be like, oh, that's a cool paint. But, you know, like the models that I had, they, you know, they were like, oh, look at that. That's awesome. It was just a whole piece.
Awesome.
That's nice. Jennifer, I'd say that was a very great question.
Good question.
I love it. I love it when guests come in. Great callers. I love it. It makes my day. Because people know on this show, I rarely take calls because we usually get crazy people. And I'm like, okay, here we go. So, yes.
I'm glad I could be not crazy for you.
Yes, I've had some, oh, my God, top of line crazy. People trying to hook up, so girl, yeah, man, how you did that body paint, girl, but, what's your Snapchat, girl, so I can holler at you. Man, this ain't the place for that, man. Come on now.
Hey, they're everywhere.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you, Brittany.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer. We always got to give good callers. Oh, Brittany, that just warmed my heart because people know I hate bad callers ruin the show. And it's just, then you got to get the rails back up, man. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
okay,
I appreciate good questions.
now she posed another question. I want to kind of go even further. Well, my last question is for you. What is the worst experience you've had while body painting?
I mean, I haven't had anything really too terrible. Definitely patience, you know, people just not wanting to sit for as long as it is. I really haven't had anything bad happen.
Maybe you had a person like just walk out in the middle of a piece?
No, that has never happened. But I've definitely had people not show up at all and not call. So that's fun.
Oh, yes.
But,
welcome to what I did with the photography world, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely have models book all the time. And then, you know, day of, you reach out to them and nothing. It's like, oh, okay, cool. But, I mean, I've had people not like what I've painted before, even though it was exactly what we had decided on. And, you know, I executed it exactly how it was supposed to be. But, I mean, I've never had anybody, like, cuss me out or storm out mid-paint or anything. I think I've had more bad crap happen to me when I've painted myself. So I've been fortunate with painting other people.
Most definitely. Well, okay. So my second to last question for you. I want to ask you that one because then it means people might try to steal your ideas. So I won't ask you that one. But I will ask you this. Like, where are some places in the world you'll love to do some body painting at, if you can, like, pick? I want you to share your piece ideas because people might be, like, jotting down. Yeah. It's one thing people give tips, but give them your ideas?
Yeah. definitely Austria for the World Body Paint Competition. That's on the bucket list. Any like EDM dance music festivals, I feel like that would be a cool place to paint people. Let's see, Florida they have a festival down there that would be amazing to paint at. Shoot, New Orleans. I would paint anywhere, honestly, but Austria is definitely up there. That's probably number one.
Well, you even did your research on where you want to go paint at. Look at you.
Yeah.
I reassure y'all, I did not give her these questions before she came to the show. This is just how great, like, we just got that connection, so shout out to her. All right, so my last question for you.
Okay.
Which is, if you had 24 hours left to live, and if these ought to be crazy things, I'm gonna kind of put a different twist in this question than I usually do. You had 24 hours left to live, and all you had was your paintbrush and your paint. What in the world would you do for those 24 hours? And it can't be anything simple. It has to be really outlandish.
Honestly, okay, so this past Christmas, I really wanted to go into the Atlanta Children's Hospital, and I wanted to paint all the kids. But unfortunately, you have to get permits and all these rights and certificates to do that. But if I had 24 hours and no rules, that would be it. I would go to the Atlanta Child Hospital. Paint all those little babies.
Usually, like, cute story, I'm like, oh, I gotta be a rebel. But in this case, you actually are being a rebel. So I like that, yeah. Just forget all the paperwork. Go paint some folks.
Yeah, let me just paint. Yeah. Nobody's going to get sick. Good. Just let me do it. Just let me spread some love.
Right. The world and its paperwork.
Yeah.
Goodness. All right. Well, I want you to let everyone know how they can. I'm hearing the show instead of saying follow you, we call it stalk you. Let me tell you why. Cause people new to the concept always trip off of this. See, followers just press the follow button. Stalkers, they follow your every move. They support you. They're the first ones to hit the like button. They're going to come leave encouraging comments. That's what I mean by stalking you. So where are the social sites that people can stalk you at?
Instagram is definitely my number one. I'm always uploading new body paint looks on there. Name is Brittany Price. And there is a period between Brittany and Price. Pretty simple. And it's the same thing with every other social media account, Snapchat, Facebook. They're all Brittany Price. And I'm coming out with a YouTube channel soon. So that's up and coming.
Nice, nice. I got another tough question for you. Also, have you started delving into thinking what your company name would be?
Yes, Second Skins with a Z.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, I'm already working
Second
on that.
Okay, major key alert, she just dropped it on the show. Exclusive.
Yeah, trademark.
Yes. There you go, Second Skins. I like that because, yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, that being said, we thank you again for coming to the show, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
I can't wait to have you in the canvas for this issue. My pleasure, my pleasure. And again, everybody, that was the beautiful, talented Brittany Price, the champion of Battle of the Bodies ATL competition. And you see what she's talking about. I always tell y'all this all the time. If you want, like, the best way to make money for your craft is consistency and persistence. If you don't do those two things, you're going to continue to be sad. And if you don't get paid at first doing what you love doing, don't let that stop you from doing it. Exactly.
Yep, keep doing it. Because I didn't get paid for a very long – I was like a year and a half before I actually started. Well, probably a year. It was a year of me just painting myself in my basement for hours before I booked my first gig. And now I do it, you know, this is my full-time job.
So full-time job.
Consistency. And this is the best paying job I've ever had. So, yeah, be persistent. Keep at it because it will happen.
And shout out to the all the jobs that decided to let her go. You made the best decision you could ever do as far as for her.
Because
people don't realize it. Oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. So, it is what it is. Again, Brittany, thanks for coming through.
Thank you.
Let's see. We got about 7 minutes of the show, y'all. What do I want to do? I'll do a quick list. I used to do some kind of list every week for those of you who are new here. It's called the six. The six, we give you a top six list based on a different topic. And since Bruce's Brittany is still here me for these last few minutes, I'm gonna have her be a part of this. So
quiz time.
I'm gonna dedicate this to you. Top six things that irk you when it comes to people, when it comes to the body paint. You talk about a few of them, but we're gonna go into some more. When it comes to doing body paint, and as far as even more particularly models, we have to deal with the models of body painting. So I'll start off the list. I'm gonna go into a different part of what you were talking about earlier about you not being patient, and that is timing. So let me tell you about this one incident. I'm not gonna name the exact time and location and all that, because then I'm end up giving up names. But this, okay, so if there was one point where I was going down to go do some body painting, and then it was ridiculous because I was supposed to go on that Saturday, and it was just really crazy. The place I was going to where, you know, I'm going several hours to go make this happen, and the people who live in the area, it was another person who was going to be doing the painting with me and also doing, helping do the shooting with me too. And they were just so, like, it drove me nuts because, you know, it was completely dry. It was a perfect day, and they kept BS, and they finally said, oh, let's do it tomorrow. And I was like, what the heck? So I get down there. It's dry. Remind you people. Before we get that, because I'm looking at this weather forecast, I'm like, are you sure you want to do it tomorrow? Because it's supposed to rain. Oh, it's not supposed to rain, just such and such. So if they would have came at the time it's supposed to come, it would have been good. But that ended up raining. And so all the hard work I did body painting just got wasted. So luckily, there was, like, this color wall they were shooting. I kind of almost gave away with the place I'm talking about now. And I decided I'm going to do a shoot, like, where it's, like, washed-out paint now. Bam. So, again, people, timing. If you're going to do outside body painting stuff, don't make me do it in the freaking rain, because it's not going to be the best work ever in the rain.
Nope.
So there you go. That was a long number one, but I got to my films a little bit there. Okay, Brittany, number two.
Number two. Ooh, okay, a good one. When models tell you what they want and you do it and they are critiquing you the entire time. I had a girl tell me one, like, because I like painting asymmetrical looks because I want you, I don't want the image to just be like right there on your chest or wherever it is. I want your eyes to kind of like travel with the painting, you know, for it to like tell a story instead of being like, oh yeah, that's a panda and some leaves. Like I want an elaborate story if I'm going to do it. And I had this girl who wanted it all symmetrical. She was like, can you make this line thicker? I think this leaf needs to be fatter. And it was, yeah. So not letting an artist do what they're there to do, that's definitely a top for me.
Exactly. I dealt with that before. Again, thanks to post-production, I was able to take away some of the headache. Number three. I'll make number three quick. Number three is... my God. Again, it kind of goes like what you just said, number two. And that is, you know, don't switch... Like, this makes it more annoying. Don't switch up what we're going to do when it's time to do painting, because sometimes it's about supplies. And if I didn't go get the supplies for this, then we're going to look real stupid, especially if I'm not where the base of my supplies is and I'm traveling. The reason why we ask y'all this stuff weeks ahead of time is so we have the right paint. We make sure that we need to refill or anything. We take care of that. It helps us make sure we got the right brushes for everything.
Yeah, especially if you're ordering it online, because you don't have time.
Don't have time. And then all of a sudden, Pikachu is green all of a sudden. Like, how did that happen?
Right, yeah. So, you're like, all right, now you have a zombie Pikachu.
So, yeah, don't switch up the idea the day of. Goodness, man, please.
Yeah, that happens, though.
Okay, number four.
Number four, probably fidgeting. Like, I always try and bring a chair or, like, a mat for someone to lay on, because if they stand up, and I've noticed this, I guess it just depends on the person, but I've painted a few people that if you would, you know, say you just did, like, your first stroke, and they would move and smear it, and that is just, that will start boiling your blood so quick. So if any models are listening and they're going to get body painted, sit still. Don't move.
Art fidgeting. Number five, easy and quick, and I'm pretty sure you're going to agree with this, definitely. Number five, hygiene.
Yes.
Here's the term body painting. Hygiene is important, people.
Yes.
I cannot stress that.
Yes, you can definitely take advantage of that. But I will say this, body painting too, like, you know, you can be clean, but the more that I've painted people, like, even when they wear lotion to be clean, it ends up messing you up. Because of
the
oil
lotion
in it, and it breaks the paint down. Yeah. So just spritz yourself with some stuff, and we're good. But be clean.
I always heard the best thing to do is they need to take a shower. They need to take the shower at, so for instance, if you're body painting during the day, they need to take the shower at night so that they're completely dry of all the oils and stuff during the day when you're getting ready to paint them.
Yep, I always say shower the night before.
You
do not
stinky.
Put lotion or oil on. Yep.
You still don't smell stinky, but you're not like all oily before you come to the shoot. So, perfect.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. That's number 1, 2, 3, 4.
We're on six,
five.
Aren't we?
Yeah, that was it. I think that was six. Okay, so six. Was that six or was I? You're on six. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, I was I started losing my count. Oh my God, we could definitely not be on Sesame Street.
Yeah, count would be real mad at us right now.
Six. All right, so this is, people might get mad at this one. Expecting free work. That's another big thing with me. Like, I have friends who have, you know, self-created businesses or whatever. You know, yeah, yes, like you can, you know, trade work for work, but I have so many people that message me in hopes of me just like giving my services. And I wouldn't mind, but if most people knew what it cost to supply something like that, you know, that's not something you can do for free. Help support people. Don't ask for free crap. Can't go to McDonald's and ask for a free burger.
Say, even at my level, I've actually gotten paid for doing it. So, yeah, if y'all pay for my crap, I'm not trying to completely diminish myself, but if I pay for mine, y'all surely may be paying this woman to do her stuff. And she knows what the heck she's doing. I'm still kind of like, still discovering myself on that one.
I mean, I definitely still do it because I pick, you know, a certain amount of things per month that I just want to do anyway. But there are a lot of people that I think just think because you body paint that you want to do it all the time for free. And, you know, if people knew that some colors, you know, like water-based colors are $13 to $15 a color, and a big old bottle of airbrush alcohol-based paint was $40, I don't think they would ask for free stuff.
Yes, well, I hope like going forward, you know, you're now in the family, so definitely people out there in Atlanta, it's always people that's always asking me for, you know, a list of body painters. I'll give y'all a big list now. This is a woman y'all can hit up and ask, you know, for your shoots. You can have her paint, come paint you.
Yeah,
and, again,
and I love
worth,
doing those. So
it's worth
definitely
paying you to do it. Yes, so definitely we'll like to have you come be a part of it, not just for this issue that we're getting ready to put out here soon, but also, too, going forward, some more issues. So, you know, this is the start of a beautiful partnership.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're done. It's the end of the show, everybody. I'll remind y'all, if y'all miss any parts of the show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SeddyJ, CEDDYJ, like the letter. Or you can go to iTunes, the Stitcher radio app, or you can even go to the TuneIn radio app and type in Dusk Spot Radio Network. That's DuskSpot Radio Network. And you will find us. And yeah, so it's very easy to catch us because we're like every major radio outlet app. You pretty much can find us. So there you go. Y'all, we ending the show. How we end every show, reminding you. And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune in to the episode of Life That Does Live, your boy Sidney J, and our special guest is Brittany Price. All right, y'all, we out. Brittany, again, thank you for rolling through.
Thank you so much for having me.
And y'all know what? I'm going to do a Facebook Live today, so y'all can check. Y'all can come by. It's not going to be as extravagant as I didn't feel like setting anything up today. So I'm still going to do one because I did not do one last week. So I will do an after show after this. So check it out. Sunny J Dusk on Facebook. All right, we out. Peace.